Praise be Jesus and Mary. May we celebrate the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. And he is the only saint besides our Lord himself whom we celebrate both his birth in this life and the earthly life, June 24th, and also his martyrdom, his birth into eternal life. That is how important this particular saint is. And we see an example that we just saw, martyred because he dared to proclaim the truth that it was not lawful for Herod to be married to his brother's wife. And out of the jealousy of Herod's wife, that St. John was martyred. He proclaimed the truth. He was not afraid to. And so it is for all of us, we too must not be afraid. Well, above all, to certainly to proclaim the truth, but to live the true faith that we have. And by that living of our true faith, we are witnessing. That's what martyrdom means, witness. We are witnessing, we are evangelizing. And who knows who might be converted by the example we give, but we must live that kind of an example. A holy life, a life filled with the love of God. Something we must nurture very carefully. We must pray much every day. Prayer and sacrifice. That is how we do that. That is why Our Lady at Fatima gave us that as the peace plan. That is how we are to obtain peace. Prayer and sacrifice. In a word, boldly living that faith, that love for God we have. And seek to nurture every day. So it was for John. He was not afraid to live that life and to preach it. Not afraid to tell the truth, to preach the truth. And not afraid to die for it. And neither should we be. There should never be a reason to be afraid to live for the love of God. And that is what we are all called to, every one of us. There's not one exception. We are all called to love God so that we may serve Him, actually to serve Him in this life, so that we may be happy with Him in the next. But we must live it starting now. We must live that life. It's not something we can sit back and say, Lord, Lord, we can't. That won't work, and our Lord assures of that in the Gospel. We must work out our salvation, as St. Paul tells us. We must live that faith continually and not be afraid. It will mean sacrifice, but we are called to it. We must offer that sacrifice. And in the end, we will have that happiness of praising and glorifying God and growing in our love for Him for all eternity. Let us not be afraid, but boldly go out, as we are bidden at the end of every Mass, go out and live that faith. Praise be Jesus and Mary.